This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Welcome back. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440. That would be the way that you get in touch with me if you are inclined to do so, and we certainly hope that you are. 860-1440 if you want to get in touch. The president over the weekend has made another announcement on tariffs on steel and aluminum. And I got to tell you, these past few weeks, because I have given Donald Trump, and I've done so because I believe that he deserves it, and I'm not trying to diminish some of the accomplishments he made at the end of last year. Right around the end of the last year, and for much of the month of January, Donald Trump was governing very conservatively. And in some aspects, he still is. For example, he's not passing a ton of regulation or anything like that. He's not trying to override his executive powers by putting down executive orders like there's some kind of legislation or some backstop to get his agenda done. Thus far, he has governed very conservatively, far more conservatively, in fact, than he campaigned, which was a huge and very welcome surprise to me. However, especially the past 2 weeks, and to some degree, some of the policies that he was pushing for in his State of the Union. Again, overall, State of the Union, pretty good speech, but some of the policies that he proposed, not good at all. And we'll get into the specifics of that. But think about it. The past 2 weeks, really 3 weeks, the president has been pushing for amnesty for three times as many quote-unquote dreamers as Barack Obama did. He's been calling for new restrictions on guns, and specifically taking away guns without due process and raising the age limit from purchasing any kind of firearm from 18 to 21. And now he's calling for massive tariffs on steel and aluminum. These past 3 weeks, it's kind of felt more like Obama's still president. And when Donald Trump does something right or says something correctly, I will give him credit. I'll be the first one to do that. Y'all know that if you've been listening to me. I've done the best I can to give this president the benefit of the doubt. But especially these three policies that I've just laid out, Donald Trump has been either about where Barack Obama was or further to the left of him. Keep in mind, in both gun control and immigration, the policies that he's proposing are further to the left than anything Barack Obama ever proposed. And that is why it is so incredibly frustrating to see people who, I would not consider them conservatives, but are certainly Republican voters, try to defend some of the things that he's saying, especially when it comes to guns and immigration, but also in this one too, this area, people who claim to be free market capitalist will for some reason throw all that completely to the side when it comes to tariffs. Tariffs have a history of not working. All they do is rearrange money. It's in fact a redistribution of wealth. It's a trickier version of redistribution of wealth, but all it is moving money from one person to another and doing it at taxpayer expense. Because when you import a product and you raise tariffs on it, that country does not eat the cost. That company does not eat the cost. They never have. They never will. What happens every time, inevitably, is that the American people pay more for their products. Tariffs are a sneaky way to tax Americans. Because do you really think that when China sends over a load of shirts and there's a big tax put on it, I'm just using this as an example, that China goes, oh no, they passed tariffs on us. I guess we're just going to have to eat that cost and pay the tariff. No. If they are going to sell it, that they consider that a business expense, which from a business standpoint, they should. And so what they do is they charge more for it. So instead of paying $15 for a shirt, you're now paying $20 for a shirt. That cost gets passed along to the end consumer. And that end consumer is the American people when you're talking about things that are imported to America. And so all this is a tax on Americans that buy steel and aluminum products. In fact, specifically talking about steel and aluminum, these tariffs have been proven to be completely ineffective. The American steel industry is still doing pretty well, but it's never going to be the way that it was in the early 20th century. That's just not going to happen. Our economy is not built that way anymore. It can't have all those factory jobs and those mining jobs like we used to have. It's not that anybody is manipulating the market to make it that way. That's just the way the economy works now. Let's look at the Bush steel tariffs. That lasted only 21 months, and it cost about 200,000 jobs. Because for every steel job that got created, and there were some steel jobs that were created, American consumers paid an additional $200,000 to $2.3 million. That's a very expensive job. It would be much cheaper to just have the taxpayer pay directly for a new steelworker. But with the tariffs, it could cost anywhere from $200,000 to $2.3 million. And that 21-month steel tariff didn't revitalize the American steel industry. It didn't bring it back to the way it was, for example, in the 1970s, and it was never going to. Tariffs never worked the way that they're intended to. And here's the problem with that, and this is the reason that you're seeing this debate happen. For every job that it creates, another job somewhere else is taken away. For example, let's just say that we do pass a massive tariff on the steel industry. Okay, well, it might actually wind up saving some steel jobs because now American steel is going to be priced closer to foreign steel. And so because of that, it will help the steel industry. I've never denied that tariffs do help, at least in some limited ways, the companies that they are targeted to help. But here's the problem with that. What happens then? You've also taken the job of people that transport the steel or the other product, whatever the commodity is, from the country that we're trading with to America. You've taken their jobs. You've also limited the jobs of the people that transport those across the country once they're here. You've limited the jobs of the people that work in importing and exporting. And here's another thing. Since the product is now no longer as cheap as it used to be, because the price of that commodity has gone up, it costs jobs in whatever that commodity is used for. So you are costing construction jobs. Another CEO that came out that has voiced some concern about this because we're dealing with aluminum here is the head of Anheuser-Busch. There are a lot of Americans and Americans with jobs that depend on the beer industry. This is a quote from him. This is, here we go. This is the company Anheuser-Busch. They put out a statement. About 2 million jobs depend on America's beer industry. We urge the Department of Commerce and U.S. President Donald Trump to consider the impact of trade restrictions tariffs. See, that's another thing that a lot of people don't think about is anybody that uses that commodity, their product is more expensive. The company therefore makes less money. And they have to cut jobs, or they cut jobs in anticipation of prices rising because they know that their product is going to be more expensive. And so in an effort to keep cost of their product down, they have to fire some people. You see, whenever you touch a part of the economy, there are ripple effects, and it usually causes some form of unintended consequences. But in tariffs, we know what's going to happen because we've tried it before and it failed miserably. Look up the Smoot-Hawley Act. That was not the only, but one of the biggest contributing factors to the Great Depression, when Herbert Hoover signed that into law. One of the effects that it had is it increased prices so much that it caused the Great Depression to grow even greater. And so, yeah, you might be saving some steel jobs. You might be making American steel more competitively priced, but you're costing jobs in other industries as a result. If you're going to claim to be a free market capitalist, then you can't just be a free market capitalist when it's convenient. If you actually believe in the free market and believe that it will bring a desired result, then you have to put your money where your mouth is and actually let the market do its work, even when you're afraid that it might not. I'm not saying don't consider the possibilities. I'm not saying that you do not carefully observe each situation and see what exactly is going to work and what doesn't. I'm just saying you can't say, well, I'm a free market capitalist, but we have to have all these massive tariffs. Well, then you're not a free market capitalist. If you don't believe in free markets, that's fine, but just say that, and then we can have that discussion. But don't pretend that you're for free markets and say, but we have to manipulate the market the way that we want to. Well, then you're not a free market capitalist. It's like saying, I am a Orthodox Jew, and I run a bacon store. It doesn't make any sense. You're saying two things that are completely incompatible with one another. And so when it comes to the steel and aluminum tariffs, that is part of the reason you're seeing what you're seeing. And another thing, too, that because I am a free market capitalist and because I do actually believe in these things, I believe that American industry will be just fine without the government trying to hold its hand. American industry, when left to its own devices, is one of the greatest forces of economic good in the world. Think about the past 200 years and what American innovation has done. We literally went from riding in horses and buggies and studying by candlelight to a place where you don't even need the lights on, because we have backlit iPods and iPads and tablets and laptops, and we're riding around in cars and planes. I mean, look at the amount of industry and the amount of innovation that has happened in the past 200 years compared to all of human history. And it's not even close. I believe in the free market. I believe that it will do what it claims it will do. And American steel and aluminum are no different. They're actually doing really well right now. The steel industry right now is booming. They're operating at an estimated income of $1.1 billion. And yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily, steel is, doesn't account for nearly as big a percentage of American jobs as it did back in the 1970s. But that doesn't mean the industry isn't doing extremely well. And so these tariffs are completely unnecessary and are going to have a negative effect on the economy. President Trump, and I'm saying this because I genuinely want you to succeed and I want America to succeed. If you want to completely destroy all the progress that I attribute to your administration, the progress that your administration has helped boon economically, the economy that you love to brag about so much and should, the quickest way to destroy that is to invoke tariffs and start a trade war. That is going to end the economic prosperity dead in its tracks, and you will be blamed for it. And if you are blamed for it, rightfully so if you support tariffs. 860-1440. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.